sing that together. It's number 16 in the camp book.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Before we begin, I just wanted to, again, welcome all of you here this morning. We've come to worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And let's just open our hearts to Him. I know God is here. He's been waiting for us to come. And He has a desire over our time together this morning. He has great desire over each one of us. And so let's just believe that He'll accomplish what's upon His heart. This song, to me, has been a song that expresses the many of the teachings, the light that we've heard over the 70 years here at camp. And so as we sing, just pay attention to those words and see what God is saying to you. God is looking for vessels, and He wants to indwell each one of us in fullness. And Lord, we want all that You have for us today, Lord. Today is a day of Your working. Today is a day that our hearts are open to You. We look up to You in faith, dear God, and we expect You to meet us. Lord, You see our need. Lord Jesus, we need You. And Lord Jesus, we want You. We want to love You more today. We want to know You better today. And so, God, we come with that expectant faith and love for one another, Lord, that as we're together, Lord, that You would accomplish just what's upon Your heart. Oh, we thank You, Lord. We thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. We're so glad to be in Your house, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise You. Jesus, we worship You. You alone are worthy all praise. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, I praise You. Number 16. Let's sing it together. Number 16.
God in heaven hath a treasure, riches none may count or tell.
just before we sing that last verse. Thus, though worn and tried and tempted, glorious calling, saint is thine. I just would like you to pray for my dad this morning. He won't be with us. He took a step off the step and missed the step, and so he hit his head and landed on his wrist. And I think he'll be fine. Thank God for that. The angels of the Lord camp round about those that fear him. And we claim those promises. But they're on their way to take him to just to have it x-rayed and so on. But we just thank God again that we can bring him to the throne of grace this morning.
Oh, Jesus.
And I just wanted to share that so now it's off my chest and I can feel a little bit better. But we never know what a morning will bring. We never know what a day will bring. But sitting there in the chair, he said, well, God has some good in this. So I think he's fine. But we just need to have that same light in our hearts.
Jesus.
That if God be for us, who can be against us? And so, Lord, dear Lord,
yes,
dear Lord, maybe someone would pray. Just pray for Dad. I appreciate it. Oh, let's all lift our hearts. Dear God, dear God, dear God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, you are good. You are good, dear God. Your mercy endures forever. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Father, we look to you right now for our brother.
Jesus.
Lord, you know exactly what he needs.
Yes,
Lord, we know that you are there. We know that your angels are encamped round about him.
Yes,
and so we commit him to you for your healing
Lord.
Touch, O
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
even now
yes,
as he goes.
Yes,
that there would be no side effects or after effects, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
But that he would be touched by your hand, O Lord.
Yes,
and that he would be restored and brought back to us once again.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
We commit him to you in faith,
yes,
believing.
Yes,
and we give you the
yes,
praise
Lord.
And the glory for what you're going to do for him and through him. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Jesus stayed upon Jehovah. Hearts are fully blessed. Finding as he
surge of worry, not a shade of care.
nothing, the birth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and return your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Yes, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we look at You this morning, Lord. Open our eyes, dear Lord, to see You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I praise You, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord.
Oh, glory to God.
Thank You, Lord.
Thank You, Lord
Jesus.
Thank You, Lord.
Thank You, Lord.
Thank You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. And now we come to, oh, to be but emptier, lowlier, mean, unnoticed, and unknown. I always thought, now, why do we have to sing it that way? Why can't I just sing, oh, to be but empty, lowly, mean, unnoticed, and unknown, but to God a vessel holy? Why can't I sing it that way? Well, I think the thought is that there's always more for us. We never arrive, and there's always that press in our hearts. Lord, I can come down further. You can empty me more so that You can fill me with Yourself more greatly. And so let's allow the Lord to work in our hearts, to work these things in our hearts today. Lord, make us truly emptier, lowlier, holier. Lord, we want to be all for Jesus, all for Jesus. And so this is our prayer, Lord. As we sing, let's make this our prayer to the Lord. Verse 4.
Oh, to be but
step, we pray that we would take, God guide us to take the right steps. Yes, we're 12 or 93, Lord God, we have a lot of more steps to take. Lord, Jesus, guide our steps.
Yes.
Shine upon our steps.
Yes, Lord.
To make your kingdom come to all the people that are lost in this earth.
Jesus.
Guide us. In your name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you,
Lord. Oh,
hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Thank you.
Some of us this morning at breakfast were talking about, we were wondering how far the influence of Pilgrim Camp had gone. In mathematically, I would like to know. I would like to know the number of people that camp has reached. But as Aletha said, we will never know until maybe heaven. Mm. But when Aletha was talking about the twins to pray for, I felt like I would like to share with you an answered prayer. Last year at camp, I had had twins born in my family. My closest cousin, who's really like a sister to me, her son and his wife had twins way early, just way too early. They were hovering around 2 pounds. They didn't know how to breathe. They, their hearts weren't mature, and she wrote you all a thank you note for praying, and I don't know how many of you can see this, but this is a picture of the babies. I'll show you at dinner.
Thank you, Jesus.
And
thank you, Lord.
This is a picture of the babies now.
Oh, amen, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Here's one of them kissing the other.
Oh.
and Claire just said to tell you, dearest camp friends, Christine shared with us how sincerely and wonderfully you prayed for our grandson. I'm sending you before and after photos. And she's saying, for 127 days, they were in the hospital. We laughed, cried, and prayed a lot. And loved the little miracles. Their dad sang, Jesus loves you, off key. And then 2 days, she says, before Christmas, the boys went home.
Hallelujah.
And I can remember Brother Eddie looking up and saying, I encourage you to take this family into your hearts and pray for them and continue to do so throughout the year. And I know that many of you did.
Thank you.
As their third cousin, I would like to say thank you and say thank you to the Lord for answered prayer
yes,
for life.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. It's always right for us to thank God for answered prayer. I think sometimes we're a little bit remiss in that way. We pray and God answers, and sometimes we forget to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But so, Lord, we just say thank you for this answer to prayer. We thank you for the prayers that were prayed for these twins. And, Lord, what will you do with them? What is your plan over their lives? Lord, fulfill in them. Keep them for yourself. And may they bring glory to your name in the days to come. Lord, you know the other prayers that are upon
yes,
our hearts
Lord.
In these days. We remember our sister Edith this
yes,
morning.
Yes,
we pray, Lord Jesus, that you would draw near to her
Jesus,
today, Lord.
Jesus,
may she feel your presence. May
yes,
she feel your healing touch.
Lord,
your arms about her, dear God. You are able. You are able. We come to a God who is able and who is willing, dear God. And so we come in faith. We come in faith this morning according to your promises. Touch her today, Lord. Touch her today. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your promises. We thank you for the sure word of God, the immutable word of God. It cannot fail, and you cannot lie. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Our verse for this year at the camp. Now you're going to say, Brother Phil, you're going to say it again? I'm going to say it again. Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. And at the beginning of this year, and thinking about camp, Brother Eddie had it upon his heart to put together a little booklet for the staff, a devotional booklet. I say this for those who maybe are here this morning and haven't heard this. And his thought was to take quotations from different ones who have spoken the word of God to us, and to just put that in a booklet format, so for every day that the staff is here, they have something to read, and there were some scriptures attached with that. And he didn't get to finish that, but his sister Edith picked that up and completed it for us. And it's been a blessing throughout the season to be reminded of what we've heard and the godly examples that we've had. And so each morning now, each meeting at our 70th celebration, we've been reading one of them. And so this morning I have one here from Sister Pearl Young, a missionary to China first and then to Taiwan, great blessing, who spoke often here at Labor Day, who I guess began here or worked here in the early days and then came back at Labor Day and would just share the word of God. My only recollection of her was she would stand here and she wouldn't open her eyes. She would just stand here and just close her eyes and just... And you know God was speaking. And that doesn't just happen, but that's a life that's holiness unto the Lord, fully given to Him. And I think God is seeking vessels like that. And so here's what she said. Desire God's best. Desire God's best. God does not give His most precious blessings to those who are willing to go without them. Did you get that? I'll read it again, because you didn't say yes. Here it is. God does not give His most precious blessings to those who are willing to go without them. He fills the hungry with good things. And so He said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. I guess the danger here, or the warning here is, let's not be satisfied. We want God's best. We want all that He has for us. All that He purchased for us. That full, complete salvation. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? We've heard so many precious words in these days already. Maybe we should go home, because we are accountable for every word that we hear. Jesus. To whom much is given, much is required. And so let our hearts be open. Lord, I want your best. I don't want to be satisfied with something less than all that you have for me. I want to press through. I want to press in. Yes, Lord. To all that Jesus purchased. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Bless your name.
And so Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what He did for Sister Pearl Young and the other examples that we've had before us, He's able to do for us. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. When I was here in July for a few days, and then again in August, I pulled a chorus from my past. You know, I would still think that I'm quite young, but I realize that that is not true. And so somewhere in my past, I have a recollection of a German song that was sung. I don't really speak German. You'll realize that as we sing. But every time I remember that song being sung, it's just a little chorus. It just seems that the Lord would draw very near. And it's very simple. It's the same today, the same today. Jesus is the same today. The same today, the same today. Jesus is the same today. And in German, it's Der selbe Nacht. Der selbe Nacht. Jesus ist der selbe Nacht. And so we're going to sing it in English and German. And we're just going to believe that God's going to come and reveal himself to us. The same today, the same today. Jesus is the same today, the same today, the same today. Jesus is the same today. Der selbe Nacht, der selbe Nacht. Jesus is der selbe Nacht, der selbe Nacht, der selbe Nacht. Jesus is der selbe Nacht. And so whatever the need may be this morning, let's just come to Jesus, the one who is the same, and let's receive from him. And so as we sing that again, Lord, whatever my need may be, Lord, I know that you're able. Oh, Jesus, you are the same. The same today, the same today. Jesus is the same today, the same today, the same today. Jesus is the same.
God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, oh, so as I've seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips.
Hallelujah.
When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore, in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. I have a memory. When I was 19 years old, I was working in the Bohack supermarket at that time, which is no more. And we had a party, and everybody had a drink, but they put one at my place, and instead of praying before, they all gave their toast, and I wouldn't put it to my lips. And the boss, she was a woman, she came to me and she said, "What's the matter with you? Not toasting." And I said, "I don't believe in drinking." And she gave me a hard time ever after. I was persecuted in that office until I quit. But that year, when I had my birthday, I got a text from Brother Hans Walfogel, and he was in Germany at the time. And he sent it to me in German. He sent to me that first verse, "Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is." And on my birthday, I went to the prayer meeting. It was the Puritan meeting. And a lot of older girls had joined that prayer meeting. And so Sister Stell Haverly was in charge because Sister Caroline was up here. And she said, "Tonight we're going to listen to Brother Hans Walfogel's sermon." And so we did, and she put it on. And the first thing Brother Hans Walfogel said, "Now, this is for the birthday child." Mm-hmm. And nobody knew that it was my birthday. Mm-hmm. But Jesus knew.
Amen.
And then he talked on this wonderful song about seeking Jesus first in the morning, seeking Jesus with all our heart, seeking him and finding him and living under the shadow of his wings. And oh, it went straight to my heart. It blessed my heart. And it made this psalm even more precious to me. Oh, I'm so thankful that we can seek the Lord. Hallelujah. Not only when we're young or when Jesus saves us, but, you know, every day we can come to him early in the morning and say, "Jesus, I want you."
Hallelujah.
And he hears our prayer, and he knows that we want him. And oh, if we come like that, why, Jesus comes. And he fills our soul with himself.
Hallelujah.
And he gives us strength.
Thank you, Jesus.
He gives us strength like the eagles. Oh, I'm so thankful for this wonderful psalm, and that we can seek Jesus. Even today, we can know him better.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise your wonderful name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Father. Jesus.
Oh, let me see.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, we love you.
There's a uniqueness about Pilgrim Camp, the aspect of worship and praise. If you've been here for a while, you'll be soon to pick up on that, how important praise is. When I was in school, one of our professors came back from the Holy Land, and part of his trip, he had gone to see a potter and watched how vessels were made. And he had brought them back and he showed them to us. Some were intact, some were not intact. And he said that the ones that were not intact were not put into the kiln or into a potter's oven. And they had broken, though he had wrapped them up all the same, they had broken. And he related the story as he went to the potter and watched him dig the clay and watch him make the vessels and put them into the kiln, or it was just an oven of some sort. And there were no gauges on it to judge the heat or the what was going on in there, but he just put them in, and he waited, and he said, "Well, how do you know when to take the vessels out of the fire?" And the potter said, "You'll know." And he waited. And he asked again, he said, "Are they ready to come out?" He said, "No, they're not ready to come out yet." And he waited a little longer, and he said, "Well, how do you know?" He said, "You'll know." And sure enough, as he waited, all of a sudden he heard a hum. And the potter walked by, and he said, when they begin to sing in the fire, it's time to take them out. When they begin to sing in the fire, it's time to take them out.
Hallelujah.
And what a lesson that is for us to learn to praise the Lord in the time of fire, in the time of trial and test. If you can learn that, if you can get that into your heart, to be a worshiper, my, you have victory in Jesus, and He'll take you out. He'll take you through.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your Lord.
Sing when the day is bright. Sing in the dark inside every day. All the way I will sing, sing, sing. Trust in the Lord and don't despair. He is a friend so true. No matter what troubles are, Jesus will see through. Sing, oh sing when the day is bright. Sing, oh sing in the darkest night. Every day, all the way, I will sing, sing, sing.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah. On Tuesday, full of joy. On Wednesday, I have peace within that nothing can destroy. On Thursday and on Friday, I'm walking in the light. And Sunday's always bright. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Oh, glory.
Praise the Lord. I'd like us to sing together, again, another song that I associate with the camp. I know we have our theme song, Called Unto Holiness, and we have, Oh, Worship the Lord in the Beauty of Holiness. But I think I associate Great is Thy Faithfulness with the work here at camp. And what a better time than this? Is there a better time than this in an anniversary time to say, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Lord, You have been faithful to us. Let's stand as we sing, Great is Thy Faithfulness. It's number 12 in our hymn book. Someone lead us in prayer, please.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for camp.
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for each and every one of us can give a testimony of what you have done for us, Lord. Father, we thank you for your promises, Lord, that you are faithful. You are the same today. You are going to be the same tomorrow.
Yes, Lord.
Lord,
yes,
you know no miles. Wherever we live and wherever we go, Father God, you go with us.
Jesus.
Lord, we pray for our hearts, Lord. We come, Father God, to give you glory.
Yes.
70 years, Lord. Some of us have not been here for 70 years, but you have reached us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You have brought us in.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Father God, for the people that have blessed our life, Lord. Sister Grace, we thank you for her, Lord.
Yes,
Brother
Lord.
Eddie, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
His wife, Susan. We thank you, Father God, for all you have done, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for the office, Father God, and how they just help us from Buffalo to get here. We're so thankful for your faithfulness, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Our sisters and our brothers. We come, Father.
We come, Lord,
with grateful hearts. We come, Father God, to hear your word, Lord, which is encouraging. You do not tear us down, but you build us up, Lord. We thank you that we will hear the truth in our minds, Lord, that this that we have in our hearts will go with us each and every day. Father God, we ask that you'll put the burdens on our hearts, and we will cry out, Father God, for the missionaries that are here, Lord, and for their hearts.
Lord,
we just ask that you'll bring us to our knees, Lord, for you are faithful. What you did in us, you want to do for others. Lord, take judgment out of our eyes, Father God. Open our hearts, Lord.
Jesus.
Help us, Father God, Lord. Help
us
to be, Lord Jesus, you, Lord, to this earth, Father God. We
thank
just thank you, Lord, that
thank
we bring
you.
The good news, Lord. Help us
thank
not to
you.
Open our mouths unless it comes from you.
Amen.
Open our ears that we will hear
Lord,
from you.
Yes,
Father, we
Lord.
Thank you for the music, Father God. We thank you for the different gifts. May we
Hallelujah.
Use it for your
Hallelujah.
Kingdom.
Hallelujah.
May we not, Father God, use it for anything else, Lord, that Satan has no victory. Jesus has the victory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Let's hear the instruments on a verse as we take our seats.
Hallelujah.
Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I sing. All I have needed thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We're
very happy this morning to have our brother and sister Yu with us from Maryland, the Chinese Christian Church of Maryland, and we've enjoyed precious fellowship over the years. I can remember, maybe back in the 90s, our brother and sister came here for Labor Day retreats, and they've been faithful to attend at this time the camp and send workers. We're so happy for the workers you send to camp. So diligent, hardworking. Keep it up. Where are they? Be a blessing. And so our brother's going to share something, whatever God has put on his heart this morning. So come, Brother Yu.